Hello, and welcome to another exciting installment of Fuck Off Mike. Every time. It's the same thing that happened last time. I've started recording and Mike he's just chimed in, insulting Craig, who is the only reason we're able to record the podcast. Well, God damn it. Hang on. I'm telling him to fuck off. I don't know where I was. Oh yeah, another exciting installment of Esposito, the Espogenesis podcast. It's really thrown me. All right, well, here's an episode. Some things happen, some excitement, some drama. He's just chiming in. He's just chatting in into the. None of you can read this. It's not a visual medium. That's the intro. Enjoy the episode. Have fun. We miss you. We love you. Stay safe or don't. It's your life. Live it how you want, but get vaccinated. I will give you a quick recap for Tom's benefit because he doesn't remember what was happening.
I clearly do not have a clue what happened in any of
the... We were in an arboretum somewhere? That's not happened.
No, we were. We were in an arboretum.
You never got to an arboretum.
We absolutely
didn't. Remember you
did.
Saying the words arboreal forest, John. I don't know in what context, but
if
it was
that's
said.
On a sheet, it's a fucking arboretum.
I didn't say that at all. Right, here's what happened.
I think what he said was Ben Burrito, some sort of Brazilian burrito place.
We were in Ben Brazil. If we were in Ben Brazil, we should have stayed there, like, regardless of what
I distinctly remember it was Ben Burrito. We were served a burrito on a sword, and then we all got food poisoning.
That does sound accurate. No, you guys boarded the Sao Paulo. You hogtied a very friendly technician who told you that, you know, if he escaped, he would raise the alarm. You then went, you met Hud's friend Duo. You went to the living quarters. You stole some uniforms. You snuck your way into a lift that was going to take you to another level of the living quarters where Korchev's quarters were. There was also an arboretum on that deck, but you never went to it.
We went there.
You didn't go there. That never happened because as soon as you got off the lift, the alarm started going off.
No, because we got there and there was the little girl and we were like, oh, what ship are your parents on? And then we looked up and parents were on the ship above them and then that ship exploded.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're doing Battlestar Galactica now, so let's move on.
Fine.
I like that I picked up where you were going with that, though. That was fun.
It was quite a niche little trail you picked up on there.
I don't even specifically remember the episode, although I do remember the resulting plot. I just remember that sequence.
I think it was like the second episode.
Yeah. So Dora was the only one that hadn't gotten onto the lift, and the alarm started going off. So she was disguised as the technician that you tied up and went on the lift up to the command deck. You guys went down on the lift and then went into the lift up to the command deck. So you were a little bit behind her. You all got there. You had a fight with three security guards and four turrets. You had a fight with them. You won. You then explored the lower level of the command deck a little bit. You found the engine room. You found the quartermasters. HUD kidnapped the quartermaster. You also found an escalator going up to the upper level of the command deck. And one thing that resulted from the firefight and from the alarm going off is that the command deck went into lockdown, which HUD explained meant that no one could issue commands from the command deck. It had been shut off from the rest of the ship and all exits had been sealed. And at the top of the escalators, you found a corridor with barricades going either way and some armed guards holding the fort. And I think the last thing we left off with was HUD had got to the top of the escalator with the quartermaster and was trying to parley with someone up there. Did I miss anything? Apart from the arboretum?
I think we got the guys in the engineering room to one of one of the guys to give their gun to us, and then
there's still a security guard you subdued. I think one of them you knocked out, one of them you got to surrender, and the other one, Dora, exploded his brain. Or Dumas exploded his brain. One of the two.
That doesn't sound like something I'm very good at.
No, that was the Dora thing.
Definitely me. It was a crit, unfortunately.
I think you threw him across the room. You did push, which hurt him, and then Dora exploded his brain.
No, that was a different one.
I did do a bit of push. That did happen.
Yeah. That's more like blunt force trauma.
Yeah.
Than a psychic attack.
I was trying not to kill people.
I beat him to death with my mind.
So that's where we're at, as far as I remember. And what I remember is the truth of the matter, so that's where we're at.
Fair enough.
Beg your pardon?
Okay.
He was poo-pooing you.
There were trees everywhere, John. Trees everywhere.
Irish joke about the number three. I don't know.
So I'm at the top of the stairs with the quartermaster. I vaguely remember that being a ploy to be able to step out and talk to them without them instantly shooting me.
You seem quite confident about it at the time, Aaron. So I hope it wasn't the vague ploy.
I feel less confident, but
drink more quickly.
If I remember rightly, we all like stood at the door and Aaron's gone in to try and parlay with these very aggressive soldier types.
They were at the top of like an escalator, weren't they?
I distinctly remember an escalator.
The escalator is shut down, so it is, for all intents and purposes, a set of stairs.
That is so deep.
When you step onto it initially, does it feel like a bit of kind of nausea? Like it's still going,
It's weird that your brain expects escalators, doesn't it? And if
to move, and then you're like, oh, yeah. It's not moving.
I think it's more down to like you know the grid pattern on them that makes it just sort of blend into like one big, like vertical stripe. That's the thing that fucks with me.
Also, the steps do move a little bit when it's stationary, which they don't do when it's moving. Something to do with the kind of taut nature of the belts, I think. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Please never say taut to me again.
I'm about 50% more afraid of escalators than I was before.
You should be.
Especially after tonight, I think. God knows what's going to happen when this fight ensues.
No.
We are going to totally talk our way out of this.
Yeah.
Lord help me, boys. I'm going to try with my plus zero to charisma. So,
what you need is Dora. But
do you want to start your little spiel to get yourself out again? Because I think that was kind of where we ended. We were all quite drunk, as usual, and no one had responded.
Had I told them that I was walking out with the quartermaster?
Maybe.
I feel like I just talked to the quartermaster and I said, basically, shut up and be cool.
And he was quite a pathetic person, so you get the feeling he's not going to put up much of a fight.
So the quartermaster in a headlock, and I'm basically going to use him as a human shield. But before I do, I say, okay, look, I didn't want to have to do this, but I have a hostage. His name is, and I tap the guy's head with the muzzle of my pistol. So what's your name?
Darren. Sorry, I didn't realize you were talking to me.
Who else would I be talking to in a hushed tone? Wait, there's no one else. Anyway, so Darren.
This is my first time in a hostage situation, especially as the hostage. I'm sorry.
Is it the first time someone's spoken to you? Anyway, look, so Darren. What, like, just Darren? Are you like Madonna? Do the guys know you?
I mean, I'm the quartermaster. They probably know who I am as, like, we're not on name terms. I'm the quartermaster.
Yeah, but like, do they know you as Quartermaster Darren? Because I don't want to say to them, I've got Quartermaster Darren over here, and then they, like, laugh at me and go, oh, you've got Barney the Dinosaur there too. It sounds made up, like, fucking, like, Quartermaster Darren. Like, is that what they call you?
I mean, yes. If they were to call me with a name, usually they just call me or you or Quartermaster. But yes.
I forgot how much people hate the Quartermasters. Oh, man, this might not be a good idea. Actually, no, everything's going to be fine. You're going to be fine as long as you play along. It's going to be cool. Okay, Quartermaster Darren, Jesus Christ. And then I sort of heft him up and I say, okay, I've got Quartermaster Darren here. And I've got him in front of me. So if you shoot, you'll be shooting him first. I just want to talk. Okay, I'm stepping out now, and
as you step out, there is just a shout of hold.
I'm kind of using him as a shield, so I'm behind him with cover. I've got my pistol drawn. I step forward, and what can I see?
So, if you look to your left, you can see there are two soldiers, one with a rifle, one with a pistol. If you look to your right, you can see three soldiers. There's, again, one with a rifle, one with a pistol. And then there's a much larger guy who is stood up. You can tell he's probably much older than the rest of them. He does have an eye patch and a scar across his right eye. And he's holding up a fingerless gloved hand. And he's got what has he got? He's got a weapon.
He's got a gun!
He's got a gun.
He's got a gun!
Sorry, he's got a heavy rifle in one hand that he's loosely pointing at you. You can also see there's a couple of turrets on the ceiling either side. And all of these people are behind barricades. Opposite you is a door into what looks similar to the security room on the lower level. And these are the things that you see.
I say, I'm glad we've agreed to be reasonable. You seem like the man in charge. You got a name?
I'm a sergeant. That's enough for now. Who are you?
I'm a corporal, Sarge. Looks like you outranked me.
Corporal of what?
Used to be this army, until things went sideways.
So, I was aware that the ship was under attack. Now, I assumed maybe it was Conclave Fleet, maybe it was terrorists, but it turns out it's a deserter, traitor. Which are you?
Attack's a strong word. More like a enthusiastic visit. We've arrived without invitation, certainly. But we haven't killed anyone. And as far as HUD's aware, we haven't. We haven't killed anyone. We've tried to do this as nicely as possible. But we have reason to believe that Commander Korchev has been compromised. You're a sergeant. I know your job is to keep order and keep things moving. But in my experience, sergeants aren't as stupid as they make themselves out to be. I know you've seen what's been going on. I know you know what's happening isn't legit. Moving the crucible towards the sun, making an enemy out of everyone who is ostensibly our allies in the inner core. You and all your boys know something isn't right here. We're not here to kill Korchev. We're just here to solve any problems before they start. Now, if you can get your men to stand down, I promise you no harm will come to any of them. And no harm will come to the commanders. All we want to do is secure Korchev.
Roll a persuasion.
Ooh, that's quite good. That's a 19.
He stops for a second and then he says, "Listen, Corporal. There's only one way you're going to get through these barricades. That is if you lay down your arms and we escort you through."
It's reasonable. I'm going to tap onto the communications bead and relay this to everyone else. So I've spoken to the security team upstairs. They say if we lay down our weapons, they'll escort us up to the command deck.
Matt, escalator's seen me yet?
No, they can't. Basically, the way it works is the escalator comes out into the corridor.
Right.
Essentially round the corner and downstairs.
Okay, cool.
I'll tell you what, if you need a second to think about it, that's fine. If you take too long, we will come after you, though.
That's very acquiescent.
Fair, thank you, Sarge. Yeah. Bear with me for a second. I'm going to pull back with Quartermaster Darren. I just sort of say quietly to him, "You were great out there. Good job. I told you you'd be fine." I take a couple of steps back down the escalators and say, "Guys, we're on the clock here. What are we doing?"
before Aaron comes round the corner, just quickly with Darren.
Aaron and Darren.
Hmm?
Aaron and Darren.
Don't worry, we'll address it.
Was he not called Darren?
Yeah, he's called Darren.
It's just that Aaron's called Hud.
Yeah, yeah, well, before he comes around the corner with Darren. Oh, and Aaron. Right, okay, I get you. Right, wow, that threw me. That threw me a weird amount.
Darren sound like Aaron.
Was on purpose.
But hold on, wasn't the guy that flew the ship on the Rose called Darren as well?
McLaren.
Do you have like an obsession with the name Darren?
It's hey, really Mike, it's a big universe. There's more than one Darren.
It's like the Tom of the future.
Had you prepared? Wait, hold on. Oh my god, I thought Tom Kirk was nude then for a second.
It is a flesh-colored shirt.
I do have a list of NPC names, but I delete them off when I use them. I've apparently got Darren twice. It's fine.
It just adds another element of realism. Good.
Is there a third Darren? I can't wait for the third.
It did add a level of realism until I got called out on it.
Yeah.
No, it's good. There should be more, as confusing as it is, more people should share names in fiction. Like, yeah, it just makes sense.
Yeah,
I mean, think through the number of Toms that I know, there's like seven of them.
There's two here.
There's two of them right here.
Three if I get my cat.
There's no other Mike that you know. That's all I'm saying.
There's one right in front of me.
But my dad's middle name is Michael.
Tom, that was bad. That was bad.
It was the expectant look afterwards.
It was. It was the fact that you thought the answer.
Tom's middle name is Aaron.
Yeah.
We overlap.
We're always inside each other.
God, Tomka, get your own name.
I was called this first.
He's got a point.
No, you weren't. You definitely weren't.
You could have potentially been named after him.
Yeah.
No,
not you.
That was linear time, he couldn't.
I'm legit older than both Tom Owen and your cat.
I mean, there's no way of verifying the second one.
You fuckers.
Sorry, Dumas, you wanted to do something before Hutt came around the corner with Darren.
Yeah, time-pressing concern.
Yeah, he was going to turn invisible.
Okay.
He winks at Rebook and turns invisible.
Rebook, how do you react to this?
There he goes again. Turning invisible. Has he done that before?
I don't think so.
There he goes again.
I have. Maybe not like while making eye contact.
I just love that that would be Rebook's reaction. Like he never sees him do it before. There he goes again. Turning invisible. That thing he does.
I'm glad he kept eye contact this time. I feel special.
All right. You come out and you can see Dora and Rebook. Dumas seems to have vanished.
Oh, the bloody hell. Did I see?
I'm going to put a pin in that problem. So that's the problem for future HUD. So, guys, we need to act fast. What's the plan here?
How many did you see?
It was two on either side and the sergeant, wasn't it?
I don't know whether it's the time yet, but I've got this little orb thing that I can throw at people, and it really contains them for a bit. How wide was the corridor?
It would be about 10 feet wide.
Will the orb affect turrets? Because there are two turrets there as well.
Any creature? Maybe not. Creature, so that is not a turret, presumably.
Turrets are not creatures.
You're a creature, though, aren't you?
I'm a wild thing.
So what did you just say?
I said, I'm a wild bang.
A wild...
Well, now I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about all of this.
A wild bang.
No. Fang. A-N-G. A wild
bang. Sorry, I don't know any better.
It's not that completely.
It's more accurate, though. I'm not a bang.
It's just no batter, is it?
God, it's awful, though. I'm a wild bang.
You make my heart sang.
Oh, no.
It gets worse.
This is all staying in. It's terrible.
Wild Fang needs to be a thing.
It'd be the title of the episode.
These are some really patient guards.
Okay.
I take it we're fighting them then.
Well, not necessarily. We could surrender.
You hear a voice from nowhere, say.
What? Oh, it is Ghost Dumas.
I mean...
There he goes ghosting again.
I feel pretty bad about exploding that guy's brain.
You what?
What? What happened again? Nothing. Maybe we just... I don't know.
Brain, did you explode? I was gone for 5 minutes.
No. My own. I'm talking about, like, sometimes I refer to myself as that guy, you know? I exploded my brain with alcohol and I feel pretty bad, so maybe we just surrender and see what happens, potentially.
Okay. Cool.
Or we kill them all.
We're not killing them all. We're not killing any of them if we can. Not exploding anyone's brains. Hard no on that.
Okay. Well, if we surrender, do you mind if I stay at the back?
Yeah, you can be wherever you want to be. Like, where we stand is probably not going to be our main concern. I'll go first. I turn to Duo and I say, Duo, do you want to come with us, or do you want to kind of try and pretend that you were fighting against us?
Oh, shit. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's best if I hang back.
Sounds good.
Not being funny, but if you guys... Well, I don't want to, for a start.
Cool.
But also, it doesn't do anyone any good. I think it's best if I hang back, basically. I don't really want to expose myself as a... I mean, HUD, I'm not using this in an offensive way. I don't want to expose myself as a traitor.
No, no, I get it, yeah. It's cool. Yeah, you hang back. We'll go on ahead. You can keep an eye on this guy here, and I push the quartermaster over towards him.
And he grabs him by the collar and grins at him a little bit.
Theoretically, right, we're going to the command deck because we think Korchev has been mind-controlled. If we surrender to the people that are under Korchev's control, they're going to answer to him anyway, right? So... feels a little bit pointless to go there just to die. Just playing devil's advocate just for a second.
It's strange to say, but I think Dora has a point. We need some sort of plan.
I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm very good at disguising myself as people. What about I disguise myself as Korchev? No, no, wait, hear me out. Don't jump to conclusions that this is a shit plan.
I love where it's going already.
I've been the real Korchev all along, and then we try and convince them that he's an imposter that's been leading them on, and you found the real Korchev on the Zamaron planet, which is where we've been.
Right. So I'm just going to come out and say it. That's a shit plan. But I do think it contains the nugget of kind of a good plan.
Again, it is slightly better than just surrounding ourselves.
The sweet corn of a good plan. But why don't you disguise yourself as one of these engineering techs? Hang back with Duo. Obviously, we've got Ghost Dumas invisible somewhere to watch our backs as well. Me and Rebook surrender ourselves. We go along. You guys follow up behind. We head to the bridge, try and talk to the commanders there, because maybe it's just Korchev who's compromised, we don't know yet. Get the lay of the land. If we need to go hot, then you guys can hit them from behind when they're not expecting it. I'll give you a couple of EMP grenades to take down the turret a little easier. and we'll do it that way. How's that sound?
I mean, so the whole convincing that I'm the real Korchev thing, not gonna buy that.
Bad plan. That is the turd that surrounds the
But I can do a really good Eastern European accent.
Okay, go.
My name is Rimas Korchev. I love Pax Andromeda very much. I've never told anybody that. So you know.
What's your favorite color?
Blue, like the uniform of Infinity Corps.
That's not the color of the... right, no.
You've got to school me on this. We could do a little, you know...
I don't know anything about the guy either.
It doesn't sound like bad accent, but I don't know what Eastern European is.
So I want to chip in here, but I feel like because I'm invisible, I can't.
you can still walk.
Like Batman from the shadows.
Yeah.
In case you have to do anything mechanically, I can leave the drone here with you. Perhaps if things go south, you cut the lights. This might help.
You hear a voice come from upstairs. Corporal! 1 minute!
It's now or never, guys. Are we fighting or are we going with the sweet corn plan?
Sweet corn plan?
Yeah, the sweet corn plan.
Is this what we're calling it now? The imagery is horrible.
I really think that maybe you two just get shot on sight, but I'm happy to go with the sweet corn plan. I like sweet corn. I used to eat it in prison.
Cool. All right. Rebook, you okay with this?
We all got to die sometime.
Guys, give me an alternative plan.
We have backup. These people will save us. We're going to die. Let's go. Let's try this.
I like the optimism. I like the energy. All right, Sarge, we're coming out. And I pass Dora 2 EMP grenades before I go.
And I tell the drone to hang out with Dora as well. So, Vistra, you may need to give him a hand with mechanical things.
Godspeed, mate. Just so you know. The amount of years I've been alive... This is the best bloody crew I've ever had. And if you die, I'll get another crew.
Thank you, Captain. Riveting.
That's it. That was the end of this. Yes.
I have learned to tolerate you. And then I walk up the escalators with my hands up.
You got your weapons on you.
I'm going to give my 2 EMP grenades to Dora, and I'm going to give my grenade launcher and all the rest of my grenades to Duo, apart from one smoke grenade, which I'm going to keep with me.
Okay.
And Reboot's going to hand off the drone to Dora, and I guess his pistols?
Okay.
Be weird if we went up there armed.
I'm also going to give my pistol and my shotgun to Dora.
Oh. And I just point towards Duo.
Dora's very heavily armed.
Probably better to give Duo that kind of stuff. It's probably better with the cheddar. Okay. It's a bit crass, the shotgun, right? I prefer
it's
more...
an elegant weapon from a more civilized age. I hand it over to... Oh, and my... I'm also very heavily armed. And I also give him my micro cannon.
That's your grenade launcher.
I've given him my grenade launcher already.
Who did you give it?
I'm just like I'm like opening up a trench coat and just fucking just like.
You just pile all of this stuff in front of Duo. He looks at you. He looks down at the pile. Looks at you again. Looks at the pile again. Then looks at you again, and he's like, "Is that all?"
I also give him my forearm blades and my collapsible baton. I'm pretty sure that's everything.
And he's like, gingerly takes them from you and is like, all right, fine. I can't carry all of this. Do you want me to, like, if I have to come charging after you, which would you rather I bring?
It's Sophie's choice. bring the micro cannon and the grenade launcher.
All right, fine.
Can Doomass pick up the shotgun?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, mysterious ghost.
Dumas is going to pick up the shotgun and just tuck it into his belt.
What are the rules of your invisibility?
I think it's if I take an attack. Hang on, I'll check. I'm not going to break it, but I'm pretty confident it's like if I take an attack. Hang on, I'll check. I can maybe make a sleight of hand if you want. I don't know, but I'll just double check.
I'm just curious, because do objects that you're carrying go invisible? Because does that mean that as soon as you touch it, it vanishes?
Well, presumably once I tuck it in myself. Like, because everything I'm wearing becomes invisible.
I mean, that's your own bag there. I don't really want to get into personal business of it all.
I don't think that's specified, so I guess that's up to you. Like,
you can pick it up. The people that can see you do it know you're there anyway, so that's fine. You can take the shotgun. As far as everyone else is concerned, the shotgun just vanishes from the pile.
Yeah, I can't attack or cast a spell, but it doesn't say anything about picking up.
Peace off, ghost.
Peace off, ghost.
Nice.
That was Aaron. I was just repeating it.
Wait, is that a Thor Ragnarok reference?
I think it was.
It is.
Very good.
Mixed it.
Hey, new Doug. Anyway, right, so you've handed off your weapons and you're trudging up the stairs, just the two of you. Or up the stopped escalator, to be more specific, in a really odd way. As you arrive at the top, you can see all five of the people at the top are still pointing weapons at you, and seeing you arrive, you see the sergeant sort of lower his rifle, raise the one eyebrow that you can see, and he gives you a nod, HUD.
Start walking forward.
He nods at one of the guys next to him who kicks a button, and the barricade that they are crouched behind drops. The two other soldiers are still pointing guns at you. The turrets are both still following you. And as you get to him, he says, "Nice to see you were smart about this."
So, just in case this wasn't implicit, I'm going to be following.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, I just didn't want to like try and make a move, and you were like, "No, you're still 30 minutes away down the escalator."
That applies to Dora and HUD, not you.
Yeah, so I'm going to be like just following.
Yeah. Yeah, so he says, "Nice to see you were smart about this, you know, like a sergeant."
Well, I'm hoping it's contagious. Let's hope we can all stay smart about this. I just smile at him.
Let's make sure everyone's in the correct position. He nods at the two soldiers that are with him, and they stand up and they bind you and Rebook's hands behind your backs. You understand, precautions and all that. You are technically invading a ship.
In which case, please take us to your leader.
Oh, God.
Now, I just want to check, because there is only two of you, and you seem to have gotten quite far and caused quite a lot of trouble. I know our security measures downstairs are no joke. There's no one else here, is there?
We're a highly effective pair.
All right. He points at both of the guys with him. He says, "You two, you're with me." And then he calls over to the other two and says, "You two, hold the top of the stairs just in case these fucks are lying."
You wound me, Sergeant. Metaphorically, at least.
Well, the day's still young. We could turn metaphor into reality.
You're a tease, Sergeant. You're a tease. Shall we get going, then?
Took the words right out of my mouth, Corporal. Follow me. He leads you round the corner. It's a fairly short corridor. You walk past a door into a conference room, and then there's another right, and you start walking towards what you can see is the door to the bridge, which has had a blast door shot over it. So he leads you up to this blast door, and he walks up to a panel, and he presses a button, and he says, "Commander, we apprehended the aggressors. They would like to speak with you. They have some fairly outlandish claims about the Admiral. Are we permitted to come aboard the bridge?" And there's a brief pause. And then, for a second, by the way, guys, I was actually waiting for one of you to respond, and then I realized that's not how this works. There's a brief pause, and then the light over the top of the door turns from red to green. The blast doors slide open.
Just as those open, Hud closes his eyes and just lets out a sigh, because he's just realised that the sergeant has said he's speaking to the commander about the admiral, and he's got a pretty good idea of who the commander is.
Yeah, the inner doors slide open. You're led out into the bridge. You're on a slightly raised platform made of metal grating. There's three steps down to the bridge itself. The lights inside are all dimmed, and there's a pulsing red that gleams on the highly polished interior of the ship's command center. Just with a brief glance around, you can see that there are two rooms, one on each side of the bridge. The doors to both of those rooms are currently shut. In the center of the room, you can see a captain's chair that is swiveled round to face you. There are two consoles on the front right and front left, each with two chairs. The consoles themselves are dark. There's no power being fed to them. You can see that there's four crewmen with their sidearms drawn, are taking cover behind the consoles. And in the captain's chair, you see the familiar form of Doc, just sat there with a black eye. He's holding a heavy pistol in his right hand that's limply pointing at you. And as he sees you walk in, he tilts his head to the side and leans back a little bit.
Hud just says, yeah. What's up, Doc?
Yes. Yes.
The sergeant shoves you in. As he does so, it says, inspiration. Well, Hud.
It was better than take me to your leader, let's be fair.
Whoa, that was appropriate.
Well, Hud. You're as well good at getting Infinity Corps personnel killed. I assume that there are people who have been killed in this little exercise of yours.
You assume wrong. But you were very good at getting things wrong. So, I guess we're both acting in character.
Last I knew, he points at his eye, you had assaulted a senior member of the Infinity Corps command. You had switched sides, resigned your commission, and flown over to the enemy. So what exactly the fuck are you trying to do here? Start a war? Haven't you done enough already?
I'm actually trying to do the opposite. The war is being engineered by our real enemy. Someone's moving behind the scenes, Doc. And I never thought I'd say this, but I'm sorry for punching you in the face. But at the time, we couldn't be sure that you weren't on side too. Korchev's been compromised.
What do you mean, Korchev's been compromised? That's a ridiculous thing to say. Korchev is following orders from the UN Council regarding the current situation. I imagine right now he is trying to smooth over this incident you have created to avert an all-out war.
Seen those orders?
What?
Have you seen those orders? Have they been relayed directly to you? Were you in the briefing room?
No, that's not how things work.
Then how do you know?
What do you mean, how do I know?
How do you know he's been given those orders by the UN?
Hud, how do you know he's not?
I take a step towards Doc at this point.
And the sergeant raises his rifle.
I stop, I glance over at the sergeant, and I turn back to Doc, and I say, do you still have dreams about the planet?
I don't know what you mean.
I look him dead in the eyes, and I say, you know what I mean. When it happened.
You mean when you got our unit killed?
One way of looking at it. Do you still have dreams?
I still remember screaming. I remember trying to save men's lives as they were dying in my arms. I remember you leading the retreat.
Has it spoken to you yet?
What the fuck are you talking about, Hud? Have you completely lost your mind?
There's another one of those things, Doc. That's what we found out when we went over to the enemy, as you call them. We spoke with a xenobiologist. That thing that hunted us through that jungle is one of many. It's part of a species. They exist outside of this world. I don't understand it.
I'm not a scientist.
But they need the Crucible to open up a portal into their side of things. That's why Korchev is using the fleet to move the Crucible towards the sun. Use it as a fuel source. I know it sounds crazy, but there's a lot of that going around at the moment, isn't there?
Roll a persuasion check.
Going to use my inspiration.
Yep.
14.
He looks at you for a while, holding his pistol at you. And then he lowers his pistol and he makes eye contact with the sergeant. Sergeant Clay, escort these two to the brig. And the sergeant walks forward and grabs you by the shoulder. One of the other soldiers grabs Rebook by the shoulder and starts pulling you back. And you see Doc turn around in his chair and say, "Cadet, reseal the bridge." And as you're pulled off, as you're pulled off, as you are escorted from the bridge, the doors shut behind you and the blast door slams shut again. And you are being frog marched essentially out of the command center. So,
does this leave Doc alone?
There's still four crew members on the bridge.
Okay. In that case, I'll follow those guys.
Okay.
How many is their escort?
Three.
Okay.
And yeah, you're being frog marched from the bridge back towards the escalator. As you come around the corner, one of the soldiers that's remaining guard kicks the button that lowers the barricades. Both of them drop, and the other two join formation. And you're now being marched by these five soldiers down the escalators.
Bollocks.
Is anyone else doing anything in particular?
Well, I would like to turn to Duo and this quartermaster and say, so, about Hud's plan. It sounds really good, apart from the fact that it sucks. So, we should do my plan, and then maybe it'll be really good. So, I'm going to turn into Korchev, but a little bit of a haggard Korchev, like he's been beaten up and taken prisoner and shit. Maybe a little beard, a little stubble, like an Alcatraz beard. And then, me, you, and this... Well, knock him out, because he now knows the plan. And me and you, Joe, you're going to escort me to the bridge. And we're going to convince these fuckers that I'm Korchev, and the other Korchev is not Korchev. And it's going to be really cool. Right?
Rebook, walking down the corridor, being frog marched down, just has a tingle on the back of his neck and shudders.
Joe says, I mean, what do you want me to do?
You're the guy that retrieved me.
Where from?
From somewhere. Unknown, but I think we'll think of it on the spot. I like to do that. I like to do a bit of improv. And we'll see where we go. You have to leave a little bit for the audience to believe it's real. You know? Just pretend that you found me on the lower decks. And I'll do the rest.
Fine.
Punch this guy in the face. Knock him out.
And he turns to the quartermaster and is like, sorry, Darren. Whack! Darren crumples to the floor.
Good, good. Right. Get ready for this.
I want you to know I don't like you.
Me?
Oh. That was Darren. Sorry, that was Duo.
I thought it was. Weird. I genuinely thought it was. The DM to the player character.
No. I love the idea of it. I don't like you. Duo doesn't like Dora.
Vice versa, but it's not because of your disability. Apologies that it was brought up earlier on at some point. You're really cool.
Get a grip. I would also like to say this is the first time ever we've had three Toms on the podcast. You can't really hear the third Tom, but Aaron's cat, Tom, who is a Tomcat.
Fine, there you go. Can you hear it now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That
is so loud. That is a happy cat.
Yeah. He was just getting beaten up outside, weren't you? Because you're a little lame cat.
Well, you get that. No TikTok. Anyway, so, yeah, you guys are led down the stairs by Sergeant Clay and the other four guards. And I guess, where do you meet them, Dora? What's your...
Oh, are they coming down the escalator to us?
They're coming down the stairs, yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. So I've cast Alter Appearance.
Yeah, yeah.
To look like a kind of disheveled Korchev, bearded, a bit beaten up. I'm going to kind of like wait at the bottom of the stairs, like heavily breathing. Just like look up at them.
Can you describe the spell, the Esper power you're using? Not spell. It's not a spell. It's not spells. It's not magic. It's science.
It's definitely not magic, everyone.
Appearance. I've done it many times before, but I will.
I just want to make sure I know.
You bend particles in the visible spectrum to make yourself, including your clothing, armor, gear, and other belongings on your person, look different until the talent ends. You can't change your body type. So limbs, etc. have to stay the same. Otherwise, the extent of the illusion is up to you. The changes wrought by this power fail to hold up to physical inspection. So if they touch me, apparently it stops.
Basically, you're not the same body shape as Korchev. So essentially, if they touch you, it's going to become a little bit concerning.
Surely only if they know Korchev by touch, which in a way is more concerning.
Well, no, it's more that... So she appears to look like Korchev. So if they go to grab what they... This is based on Dora's version of Korchev. So if they go to grab and her arm is not in the same place that Korchev's arm would be because she's, for example, narrower, which she will be, then their hand will go through the image.
I'll stay back behind Duo then in that case, and I will touch his shoulder looking really weak.
Okay.
And I will shout as they're halfway down the escalator, "What are you doing?"
Right, Sylvester.
You like that?
What are you doing?
Ready for this?
At that point,
Adrian,
holds up his arm, like signaling for the rest behind to stop, and raises a rifle and points at you and says, "Who's that? Duo, who's that with you?
Do you not recognize your admiral?" And I cough.
"The admiral is on the command deck. Who are you?"
"That is not the admiral. I am Korchev, taken hostage by Zamaron. And now here. I can't speak much, but listen here. You need to turn back and fight to regain this ship. Because that Korchev up there is not real Korchev."
He turns around and looks at the other soldiers that are with him and says, "You lot, make sure these ones don't move. This is..." And he walks down the stairs on his own with his heavy rifle leaning on his shoulder. "Duo, where did you find this one?" And Duo looks at the sergeant and then looks back at you and he's like, "On the lower decks." "All right, but where on the lower deck? What was..."
"These men, this man and this Dendu, brought me from the ship. They took me off the Zamaron planet. You heard them in that room. They've been here to appeal to you so nobody else dies."
Put a Christopher Walken in there. All right, cool.
You know, that should have been better. Why was Korchev not Christopher Walken? This would have made it so much easier for me.
Take that over, Tom. Okay. So you're saying you're Korchev, been held on a Zamaron planet? Fuck me.
That is Zamaron plant.
Zemaron. Oh, right. You're saying that the one on the bridge is a Zemaron plant, not that you came from a Zemaron plant. Because, you know, bees and wasps like plants, and I thought that was where you were going with that, that they're not on a planet, they're on a plant.
I would not say that kind of joke in front of Plant Korchev, because he would be very offended.
You see him stick his tongue into his cheek and like start scratching his chin.
Look, time is of the essence here.
All right. And he points at you and he points at Duo. He shouts over his shoulder, "You four, bring those two down here. I'm going to take these two up there and we're going to have a quick chat with Doc. We're going to see what the fuck is going on. Fuck me, this is a weird day."
"We all go together. I know you. You're a good soldier."
"No.
We need to finish this right here, right now. All together, one room. Me and other Korchev. Settle."
Roll a persuasion check.
18.
"No. I'm going to take you, and I'm going to take Duo here. We're going to have a quick chat with Doc, and then we'll see where the fuck we land, all right? I'm not taking two fucking terrorists or insurgents, whatever the fuck they are."
"Visitors with menaces."
"Shut up. Maybe Korchev. Maybe someone pretended to be Korchev. And fucking Duo, who I don't know how you're mixed up in this. You're not all going to be in the same room. So I'm taking you two with me to see them, all right?"
At this point, Dumas is going to slink off and he's going to go wait outside. Hang on, wait. So where was Doc? Was Doc on the bridge?
Yeah, Doc's on the bridge.
And that's where they're going, is it?
From the conversation you've heard, yes.
Oh, right. Well, there's that fucking plan. They're all congregating in one place. There's literally no way I can turn this to my advantage.
They're not. No. Four soldiers and HUD and Rebook are staying on the lower section of the command deck. Dora, Duo, and the sergeant are going to the bridge.
Yeah, I guess they're going to have a big escort as well, aren't they?
No, there's only five soldiers around, so it's the four that are staying with HUD and Rebook, and the one that's staying with Dora and Duo. God, this is getting confusing.
Yeah, I'm pretty confused.
There's one soldier going with Dora and Duo, and there's four soldiers staying with HUD and Rebook. HUD and Rebook are staying on the lower section of the command deck. Dora and Duo are going to the bridge on the upper level of the command deck. It doesn't get less confusing the more I say it.
No. I was just hoping I could get someone alone. I was hoping Doc was somewhere else.
Technically, you'd be able to get the sergeant on his own while he's escorting the other two.
I presume they'd have a contingent, right?
From the conversation you've heard, it's just the sergeant taking Duo and Dora.
Oh, in that case, I'll definitely follow them.
Okay. HUD and Rebook, you are escorted down and held at the bottom of the stairs. You can see the quartermaster slump over in the corner, just unconscious.
HUD turns to the other soldiers and just goes, "But you weren't expecting this today, were you?"
On the way up the steps, can I drop Rebook's pistols on the way? Not drop, like, place. And I'm going to do it in terms of, like, I cough and, like, bend over and then just kind of, like, "Give me a second. I'm very badly hurt." And then just, like, kind of pop the two pistols on the escalator and then look back towards Rebook if I can catch his eye.
Oh, God. Roll a sleight of hand.
19.
That's a pretty good sleight of hand.
Yes! I've rolled a 17 natural. Fuck yeah. Don't do that.
Never roll this well when I'm playing. Admiral, you seem to have dropped a couple of pistols there. Let me pick them up for you. And he...
No. Sorry. I don't have proper holsters. I'm only wearing these clothes that the Zamaron, these rags, gave me. Pick these up on the road, please. I pick them up and I put them back in.
And he reaches... he reaches around and takes them from you. God. He takes them from you and says, don't worry, Admiral. I'll hold on to these. You shouldn't be in any trouble on the bridge. Not with me with you.
One would hope, given the fact that your rank is lower than mine. But clearly you don't believe this yet. Proceed to the bridge.
Well, let's say I've spoken to a Korchev today and he wasn't not on the bridge. So, you know, things are a little bit fucked up.
You're telling me.
I apologize if I'm a little off guard.
I will not hold this against you, Sergeant. These are terrible times.
Well, let's get our way onto the bridge and we can see what's happening then, can't we? We can see where the chips may land. He marches you and Duo up the stairs. You go around a corner and you're heading towards the bridge. You can see that conference room on your right again. And there you are, facing the bridge. You're walking towards it.
So as we get to the top and it's just the sergeant, I'm going to power up one of my arc forearms and I'm going to come up behind the sergeant and put it to his throat and, okay, and pull him in tight.
I'm going to say this will end your invisibility, but I assume you realize that.
Yes, I assumed it would, yeah. It's a ghost.
All right.
Actually, it says attack or spell. No. yeah. And I'm just going to pull him into me with the arc forearm pressed really tight against his throat. And be like, hang on. I've not spoken as Doomash tonight. I'll just go.
Hey, up.
Now then.
And I'm going to say, a retard, kid. I suggest you take your sidearm there and very, very gentle on the floor.
Okay, and...
Wait. As I see this happening, can I turn around and just say, this is one of them. Failsafes. You understand? Am I Scottish now rather than Russian? Stand, mate! It's one of my fucking failsafes!
Now you just sound like you're from Newcastle.
I'm blurring the lines.
Oh, yeah, man!
Now, I'll turn around and say, Sergeant, this is one of my failsafes. You understand I had to be careful coming on the ship. Please. I did not help save the universe once to be a terrorist now. I want to save the universe, and this Korchev can completely obliterate it. Please put down your arms and join us.
So, with the sergeant facing the other way,
mm-hmm.
So he can't quite see me, I'm just going to sort of hold him in position with my forearm. I'm going to cast Alter Appearance on myself so I look identical to the sergeant.
Okay. Alter Appearance, you are a different height from the sergeant, so that will...
I can go up and down a foot.
You can, but it's one of those that if someone touches you, just to reiterate. Yeah,
he can't see what I've done though, so
yeah.
That's fine. And then I'm going to look at these two and just make a face and say, this could be a play, or basically what I'm trying to say is we could play it like this, or we could just go with you flat out lying.
Do a performance check to try and carry that over.
Yeah.
What did you get, Dumas?
16, which was quite good for me on that.
You feel like you've communicated this fairly well. But from the look on Dora's face, you're pretty sure she doesn't... Or from the look on fake Korchev's face, you're pretty sure she doesn't understand exactly what's going on. At which point, can you all make a constitution saving throw?